The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Americans are dreamers too. This was one of the best speeches I have heard a president give in a long, long time. Americans are dreamers too. One of the great lines and great moments from last night's State of the Union speech. I believe this is the best and most powerful night of President Trump's political career. Last night, he's the president that people have been waiting for. And it was a bipartisan speech. It's not every day that a political event can move you to tears, and I absolutely hate.
And you know what? We have little Sally Muckafudge sitting up there, and she did this, and yay.
Last night had powerful moment after powerful moment after powerful moment. Three times last night, rather than going to hellfire and brimstone, you know, and following the path of Steve Bannon, the president breathed humanity into our political issues through three powerful stories. A family that had lost two daughters to the MS-13 gang violence. They stood while the president was telling their story, and you could feel their pain. The parents of Otto Warmbier, the guy that was taken in North Korea and brutally, brutally beaten. Those parents stood sobbing while the entire building erupted in applause. And a North Korean defector stood and triumphantly raised his crutches as the emotion swelled. Last night was powerful. Maybe the most effective thing to happen for Republicans. And it didn't have anything to do with what the president said. Was what the Democrats did. The Democrats, this was not just a good night for the president. And I believe a good night for the country. This was a really bad night for the Democrats. Did they not know that the entire country was watching them as they sat and refused to applaud even the entrance of Melania Trump and applaud the things that 99% of the country can rally behind? Nancy Pelosi, I don't know if she swallowed a tooth or what was going on, but my gosh, she wasn't happy. The scowl was so intense. I was afraid she was going to sprain her face. I really did. Wow. They frowned. They sat on their hands for things that I just don't understand. How do you not stand for bonuses and rising wages for the first time for the middle and lower class? Bonuses for employees. They sat and scowled as everyone else stood for In God We Trust, the national anthem, Jerusalem, higher wages. They sat. It was unbelievable. The Congressional Black Caucus remained seated when it was announced that the African-American unemployment number is at its lowest in history. And these people sat and did nothing. I mean, it seems like a big deal. Seems like something you'd be happy about. Many American Democrats care deeply about immigration issues. Trump did something that no Republican or no conservative could ever survive. He locked himself into the death chamber, strapped himself to a conservative electric chair, and turned on the juice. He offered amnesty for 1.8 million illegal aliens. He stated in the speech that triples what Obama was offering. So what happened? The Democrats sat on their hands. This wasn't a big win. This wasn't a big outreach. Nancy Pelosi, I was now afraid it wasn't going to be a sprain. She was going to break her face. At one point, Luis Gutierrez stood up and stormed out of the room. I think it's because people were chanting USA, USA, and that offended him. A congressman is offended by USA, USA. I don't know if they had to have special classes for the Democrats, some sort of a hold me tank, because the flag was behind the president the whole time. They seem to not really, they need to be coddled a little bit. Here's the truth. The Democrats aren't happy with Trump's amnesty because they're not the ones delivering it. They don't care about these people. They care about the votes. They care about the divisiveness of the issue. And I'm not just making this about Democrats. There's many Republicans that do exactly the same thing. They need this to be a political football. They're concerned mainly about protecting their political racket. Both sides do this, but last night I couldn't believe it. If there was ever an opportunity to at least appear to be bipartisan, last night was it. Wittingly or not, the Democrats showed the country who they really are, and it is going to hurt them in the heartland. So, Democrats, by all means, keep sitting down.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.